Welcome back to the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and today is the 15th episode. So yeah, let's get right into it. But let me tell you about Anchor. So we're going to be going over which brawler is the best one in each rarity. I kind of did a rarity episode yesterday with ranking all the rarities. But today we're going to say the best brawler in each rarity. So the first one is going to be Trophy Road. We are counting Shelly in this one, but obviously she is not going to be the best brawler. The best brawler is going to be Brock. So Trophy Road isn't that good of a rarity because they just have Brock, Bo, like maybe Dynamite if you're good, maybe Ems. But Brock is going to be the best just because nobody else in the Trophy Road is very good or even that good. So now on to rares. So for the rares, Barley is actually going to be number one. Just because he could stand behind a wall and then just kill everybody in Brawl Ball, Siege, Heist, just, yeah. He's very strong in, like, Hot Zone, too. So, yeah, he's going to be a pretty good brawler to push if you want to. You're going to need some skill, but, yeah, Barley is going to be the best for the rares. So make sure to join my Discord server. The link is actually in the podcast description of the whole podcast, not this podcast. So yeah, make sure to join my Discord server. Also, I'm sorry, this is going to be a pretty short episode, just because I thought this idea would be cool and it was just a shorter one. So yeah, for the super rares, I would say that Carl is the best. So Carl is like really good, maybe top three right now, and any of the other brawlers just aren't so good there. Like, let me see, Jackie could be good, but Carl is mainly the better one. So yeah, because he's viable in almost all of the game modes. But yeah, he's a really good one to push trophies in case you're like looking for rank 30, rank 30, 25, maybe even 35 if that's what you're going for. But yeah, so next one is Epix. So this one might surprise you a little bit, but I think Pam is the best Epix. I think that just because her DPS is so good. She could deal one of the highest amounts of damage in the game. She also has a lot of health, and her super is not like a bad super. It's still a really good one. So yeah, Pam is going to be the best Epic. So for the Mythics, this one was actually really tough because all of them are so good except for Mortis, which he's still a top 15. And then Mr. P, since of all his nerfs, I took him away. So then it was down to Jean, Tara, and Sprout. Then I noticed that Tara Super is the best thing about Tara, and it's just so OP, but that's so hard to charge up. So we knocked Tara out, and then I realized that Jean, he could just chain his supers. He pulls somebody, then he hits them three times, then he pulls a new somebody, then he hits them three times, and then most of the time they'll die out after three times. Maybe you could hit them more if you need to. But yeah, Jean is a really, really, really good brawler. I think he might be like top three, top two. Maybe even you could say that he's the best. But maybe not. So for the legendaries, Crow is not that good. Leon is not that good. Amber, because of her nerf, just a little bit above average. Sandy, a fairly decent brawler. But Spike is OP right now. Just the amount of damage he could deal in a matter of seconds. Like, right now, when I'm recording this, 50-50 is out, the heist map. the map maker one, I'm pretty sure it'll be out for you guys too, where what time it is for you right now. But yeah, and in that mode, I faced a triple spike team, and then it was not good. Once they got on the safe, I think it took them less than 5 seconds. Yeah, it was just so short. Because even though I had a bowl, a Daryl, and a spike, it was no match for three spikes. You guys actually should play on 50-50 because it's a very good map to push on, because you just get the good brawlers, you guys can't lose. BB's also really good on defense because she could knock people out. But yeah, let's get back into the normal episode. So Chromatics, this one, I feel like it's gonna be Colette. So Lou's a pretty good brawler. So is Surge. Kale's pretty good in Hot Zone, not too good in other modes, maybe Brawl Ball a little. But yeah, Colette is just really viable on a ton of modes. She just destroys tanks, especially if you have that star power push it. She could do a two shot and then super, and then it's over. You like killed them. So yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, that's gonna be it for the episode. Thank you for listening, and yeah, I'll see you guys next time.